Hi, my name is David Clark and I'm Director of Services at the RNIB.
And how do you think this Disability Confident event has gone? It certainly seemed to be well attended.
Yeah, the attendance today was absolutely terrific. The room was full and full of employers who were really looking to learn from the information we had available and from all the speakers. And we covered a vast range of subjects from employees currently working with various adjustments, right through to the wonderful Caroline Casey, who gave us a real insight into how she was thinking and encouraging CEOs globally to take disability seriously and inclusion seriously.
Yeah, it was a real call to arms, wasn't it?
It was a fantastic call to arms. You know, the idea that, you know, time is up on this. You know, blind and partially sighted people currently are massively underutilized in the employment market. And I truly believe that this has a terrific commercial value that's being untapped by employers. And Caroline really gave us some of the energy and the desire to go and get commitments on this stuff and make sure that that resource is completely tapped and that blind and partially sighted people get their opportunity to play a full role in employment. Yeah, and what we've got to do is change the perception of people. I mean, this is about social attitudes. This is about the fact that, you know, disabled people are someone else. It's another situation. It's a bit too complicated for me to understand. And that this is just people, you know. And one of the worst phone calls we can get through our advice line at RNIB is, I've been losing my sight for a while and I resigned yesterday. What do I do now? Yeah. It's a horrible call to get, because had it come a day earlier, there's something we absolutely could do. And, you know, I think that the incredible thing about the 83% figure is that this is in work. This is when people are in work, and we can make the appropriate adaptations to enable them to continue to do their job.
Yeah, and it's not just about employers being confident with disability. It's actually about us as disabled people feeling confident in our employers and taking the shame, I think, out of disability.
I think you're right. I think employees definitely have a role to play in how they front up to employers. You know, employers almost always want to have a person with the right skills and capabilities to make their business better. And I think, you know, there's certainly a role to be played by employees in presenting themselves in a way that makes their skills and capabilities very, very clear. But when you look at the stats of 1 in 4 blind and partially sighted people of working age in employment, it's clear that the issue is much, much bigger than that. And I think the information and the guidance and all the blogs and the case studies and the videos that we've put in place as part of this thematic approach to blind and partially sighted people in the workplace demonstrate very, very clearly that when employees and employers meet on a level playing field and in a space where they can talk openly about what each other needs, we get massive success and that figure will start to go up. But we're all going to have to work really, really hard. So great messages in the room today, great information, but it's about what happens out there and the employers we get to come on board and think very, very differently about the employment of blind and partially sighted people.
Absolutely. And I think the thematic case studies that you are presenting clearly actually present us as blind and disabled people as not a problem, but a potential asset. We are, after all, natural problem solvers.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I spoke today about the commercial value of blind and partially sighted people, and some people feel a bit awkward about that. But, you know, I am a recruiting manager. I've employed people for the last 26 years. And what I'm looking for there is people who are adaptable, people who can deal with change, people who can embrace new ways of working, new technology, solve problems, come up with solutions, analyze information. Now, I know just getting here today, I've gone through a whole host of those processes. I do it every day in my life. And we have to, because of the way society is set up, the way transport systems work, and the way we access information. So for me, it's really, really clear that there are some natural skills which you have if you're living with a disability. And we need to be much bolder about expressing what those skills are and making that commercial value something tangible and realistic that employers can feel, touch and experience and understand, so that it's built in. So when they're looking for those skills and capabilities, they can say, yeah, I can see it.
Amen to that, and let's hope that 2019 is the year where accessibility is seen to start becoming the default option.
Agreed.
Dave Clark, thank you very much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.